Hello again, it's Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is Life. Today we're going to talk about chillin' out.
We have a sponsor.
Today we are sponsored by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy.
And how?
And you can find at 1 Minute Calm everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, VK, and OK.
1 minute is all it takes?
That's a perfect introduction for the chill. Why am I doing this? Of our show. The question is, how do you relax? How do you find me time? How do you re-energize yourself so that you can deal with the next day? When you wake up in the morning, are you just so miserable? Or are you ready to go, yes, this is mine. I'm ready to conquer it. Take it on. Actually, I do 1 minute calm and take that minute to escape and enjoy that minute, moment. I listen to the music, I watch the video, and just breathe. So that has actually been very, very helpful for me in re-energizing, and just when everything else is hectic, of going, huh, I can take 1 minute and do this.
Yeah, 1 minute. I mean, think about what 1 minute is in our daily worlds. 1 minute, I mean, we blink and that minute's gone. I find that I get caught up in my work life. And you're busy, and you get a little caught up in yourself. You get a little bit wound up, and you can't just get that breakthrough moment on an idea or a project, or you're handling maybe two or three projects at once. Find something, the 1 minute calm, or your own thing. It's important that you find that one thing to where you sit there and just say, you know what, I'm going to take a couple seconds here, and I'm going to just zone out. I'm just going to let the world be what it is, but I need this for me right now. What are you doing to take that moment for yourself to make sure that you're not just going bonkers, right?
Yeah, and even to say meditation. Meditation means so many things to so many people.
Right.
You know, for myself, just sitting and watching that video, that's not, you know, the Netflix and chill, that's a totally different thing because I'm involved in other people.
Right.
This is just being involved in a moment, being mindful. One of the things when we get so caught up in life, that sounds like a good name of a show. One of the things we get so caught up in is just the energy of everybody. We're zapped in, zapped
right.
out, pulled this way,
Very
pulled
true.
That way. And just taking a moment to be mindful in of yourself, of what's going on around you. I mean, how many times can you say, I stop and smell the flowers? You know, for me, one of the things I love to do is walk. I look at everything around me, wherever I might be, if it's in a neighborhood, if it strolls along the beach, if it's in a park, wherever it might be. If I see something, I just don't go, huh. I just don't snap a picture of it, move on. I actually will stop, take that moment, and just enjoy life. Life, we've got a limited time of it.
Right, very true. And let's also don't forget, if you do have an everyday job, most of us get a lunch break. And we find, if you're like me, you find yourself working from my desk at lunch or not taking the full time that's allotted to me for lunch. That doesn't mean you have to eat. Kick your feet up and take a 15-minute nap. Go out if you work in a city or walk around the block. Get some fresh air. Go find a place just to sit that's not in your office. There's something there for you. You have to find out what it is for you. My thing is I like to run. I do. That I don't run for distance any longer. I used to run for distance, but what marathon am I entering? But I take that 15 or 20 minutes and it's mine. I think of nothing else. Nothing else. I just run. The only thing I start thinking about at the 15 or 20 minute mark is, am I taking that next step? Hopefully so. But find your moment. What is it that would help you hone yourself back in, refocus, and feel at peace?
And that's actually one of the things, if you want to talk more to me about finding that inner peace, finding that space to meditate or finding your energies, life coaching, all of those things, I am available. So there's a little sideline of something else that I do. Another thing I love is my naps. I am fortunate enough to have been able to run my own business for 61 years. Yes, that's what I said. 61 years. I nap daily. It is my re-energy. You can give me a cup of coffee and I can fall right to sleep. That's a huge part of my schedule and I zap that right in. How about you? Do you get to actually put your feet up and nap?
Should
we not tell?
No, I try my best to. I will go out and tell someone, whoever's sitting around my office, hey, you know what? I'm shutting my door for a few minutes. I'm allowed to do that. I'm a much better employee. I'm a much better listener. I'm much better at focusing in on the task at hand. I found that. It's not saying I sit there and but I might sit there and just for 15 minutes just prop my feet up and just take a couple deep breaths. One of the things that we as Americans find ourselves is we put everything into an effort and we feel a guilt, I guess, is the best way mm-hmm. I put it, mm-hmm. is a guilt if I take that few minutes to enjoy myself. I'm the one that found myself bringing work home. I would put in a 10-hour day, no problem, and I'm still answering emails and phone calls and text messages because of the world we live in. We're always connected, always connected. Probably my phone's not going off right now, quite honestly, and that's, I'm not exaggerating. We've got into this mindset as a society, I believe, that we are not allowed to take that moment. I'm home. There's nothing wrong. That's our home. Why do we allow our work to control our home? This is the mindset we've allowed to happen. And we're saying, just question it.
And I know there's not everybody who has an office job. Maybe you're, you know, physically attending to whatever it is that you do. And I had a friend who's a physical trainer. And I mean, she is on with her clients after client after client and zapping energy from her into those clients. She actually would leave the building and go in her car and put on music and alarm. So if she fell asleep, that was her time to go, I'm going to go take me time out of these four walls that I'm looking at every single day and seeing, you know, some of the same clients 2-3 times a week to find that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with saying, take vacation. In a lot of people's contracts, it's in there. You should get this amount of time for vacation. Take it, use it. And vacation time. And there's no reason not to spoil yourself with take your Saturday, go for a drive somewhere. I mean, there's amazing places that you don't even realize are in your, so to speak, backyard within an hour or two that you may have never seen or done before. And they don't always have to be inside. They don't always have to be paid for.
Right.
That you can do and just enjoy.
We've all been there. We work ourselves up, be it over work or over our personal lives. A single parent, a single mother out there who's got 2 kids, 3 kids, having to work 1 or 2 jobs just to make sure that her family's got a roof and can eat. I'm not here saying it's easy. I understand. I have an empathy there. My mother was a single mother, okay? I have an empathy. 1 minute. Maybe it's on your way home. Maybe you're on a train. Maybe you're driving or maybe you're walking or biking, whatever. If you're biking, outstanding. That is your me time. There are moments that if you just look for them. We're not saying that putting your feet up is your thing. Going down and finding a boxing bag, you know, a punch bag for 15 minutes is your thing. Going around a block walking is your thing.
Even reaching out to somebody, be it a family member, be it a friend, just the thing that's been bothering you all week long, instead of carrying it around with you anymore, sometimes just talking to somebody can be so good for you to just go, oh, now my brain can get to the next process and get back to me and focusing on me and my happiness.
Right. And when talking to that friend, we're not saying you have to tell each other the world's problems. Talk about anything.
We'll solve those in another episode.
Yes. Talk to them about, you know, I've got plans coming up. What are you thinking you're doing this weekend? Just keep it lighthearted. Take your mind off the stress. Stress is always going to be there, everybody. We all know this. We've all been through the most stressful of times. And to you, it's the most stressful period of your life. I get it. find that moment. Try to find that moment. We're just imploring to you, take care of yourselves.
Yeah, because here's another thing that a lot of us, I know I've had my share and you've probably had your share of empathy. So it's, you want to help somebody, but in the grand scope of things, you can be there for somebody, but you can't be somebody but yourself. So you can be there for somebody and be that ear and help them regain that, but don't carry that with you that you're going to solve somebody else's problems.
Very true.
Let it go.
Sitting in traffic, as I mentioned earlier, you're driving home from the end of the day. You've already had work on your mind all day. You've been rushing. Get this guy. Now you're just wanting to get home, right? And there's that guy that cuts you off. Ah, that's me. I admit it. What do you do in that moment? Do you let it suck you in? Or do you have that way of, I've honestly been working on it. I try to make sure there's room between me and the car in front of me. Just that little bit of a difference has helped. Because now I'm not getting cut off. I expect them to cut me off because there's an opening. So I expect it now. It sounds silly, but it's the truth. It's the little things that you can do to adjust in your own personal world that can make such a difference. Walking every day. Jumping rope every day. Turn a TV off and enjoy 30 minutes of quiet. We don't need to be consumed by a TV every hour of the day.
Absolutely.
They're going to make their money, folks. They're going to make their money. They don't need you watching that 30 minutes that you could be taking for yourself. Or with your family, with your kids. Sit down with them and color. Yeah, I say that word funny. Sorry.
Or your parents. Sit down with them and color, too.
Sit outside on the back porch. You know, if you live in the city, sit on the front stoop. There's something you can do for that will make a difference, not only in the way you're handling your day or the end of your day, you know, making it just that, okay, I'm getting some things off my shoulders, but also a change in who you're with. It could be making the biggest difference in their day. Just saying hi to somebody, a stranger on the street, could really have changed their day. Maybe they were just having the worst day. I know it's true. I'm one of them that every now and then practices the, okay, I just bought me a coffee here, keep the change and buy the guy's coffee behind me. I'm a believer that if I hand out somebody that's begging for money on the street corner, you know, asking for help, if I give them a dollar, I'm giving it for the right reasons. And it actually does make me feel good. And it's a moment that I took that makes me feel good. But my mind, I know why I'm giving that dollar, right? Now, they could take that dollar and go right around the corner and be buying drugs. I get it. I'm not naive. I gave it out of the full heart and intentions of good. And I like to do that. I like to do that. We've had this discussion in private. But there's things out there you can do to just that one little thing of giving even makes me feel better for the day.
Yeah, I'm a full believer in karma. For example, today, I left space for somebody to come in front of me, and what did they do? In turn, they let space for somebody to go in front of them, and did I get upset? You let somebody get in front of you, and I was No, I absolutely went, wow, he already gave back within a minute. You know, there's those times when you're rushing, or somebody behind you is rushing. Just get out of the way. Let them go, because your time is going to come when you need to get somebody and you need that car in front of you out of the way. So why get upset about it? There's no reason. You just do it and it comes back to you. Suddenly you'll be in that rush and you'll need to get in the front of that one car. And sometimes that one car can make a difference for the light that you need to get through to make it to your meeting or make it to pick up somebody on time. All about that beauty of karma and just chilling out.
Right.
And what's the sense of getting mad? Because then you carry that around all day. Does that other person have a clue that you're upset? No. Do they care? No.
They really don't.
Exactly. You know, they're gone off the scene while you're still sitting there steaming.
The person that's getting cut off, if they're acting like that, I don't care one bit when I've done it to them.
Don't drive with him.
I don't like driving with myself. But it's the little things you try to work on. You know, we're just wanting you to think about it. We're not saying anything that we've said is the perfect fit for you.
Open mind, open heart.
Exactly.
Is the way I think about it. And finding that 1 minute to come back to yourself and just chill out and regroup so that you can get through. And instead of wasting your entire day on that thing that's bothering you, and let it go.
My father used to always tell me, You know, I've worried about things as a kid. You know, you're just one of those kids. I worried about being able to get my playtime in, right? Whatever the case is. And it works for us adults, too, if you're worrying about something. Worry fixes nothing. Worry has never fixed anything except bring you down, put you in a mindset, and hurt your body. Stress is horrible. We all know this. Worry fixes nothing. Action fixes something. I have a good friend right now who's going through something with their business. They're not worrying about it. They laugh every day. They're enjoying every moment with their friends and family. But they're taking action. And that's the difference. We're not saying you're not going to worry about something. But when you're taking steps forward, you're not here just dwelling. Every step forward is a positive step. That's how you deal with things with the worry. This adapts to every part of your life. Is how are you taking something to yourself to take away the stress, to take away the worry?
Yeah. I get that visual of that one commercial with the cloud that follows that little being around. It's almost as if you're like, okay, I'm done with this cloud. My clothes are soaked.
Right.
My feet are wet. I'm going to walk away from this cloud. And you can. Just like you're talking about worry, yes, there are chemical changes that happen and bad things happen from those chemical changes in your body that you want to get away from those things because those endorphins and those positive things bring back so many other good things to combat and make your heart flutter, make you happy to wake up every morning and just go, I'm going to conquer today versus I'm going to dread it today.
Right. Don't beat yourself up. Don't let the day already beat you when you first opened your eyes.
Absolutely. You're in control. Each day is yours to grab by the horns, the legs, the...
tail, whatever.
Whatever. Whatever they say.
So basically, I like what she said. That, you know, about the commercial Thank with you. The cloud. There's two ways you can wake up to live a commercial type life, if you wish. That one, I can wake up and already have the cloud just waiting for me when I open up. Or my favorite commercial is the one where you've got somebody walking down the street and somebody following them with a 1980s boombox playing their theme music. Play your theme music. Play your song out loud and let the world hear it. And let that rule your day. You rule your day.
Absolutely.
My job doesn't rule my day. My worries don't rule my day. You rule your own day.
So... go enjoy your friends, go enjoy your family, go enjoy yourself.
And come back and listen to us, though.
Absolutely. Don't forget to subscribe to another episode of Life.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zimoff Entertainment International.